Jane, and this is Barbara.
Oh, Barbara.
I'm Barbara, mm-hmm. Jim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course, I had to be a Mary in the Catholic family.
Mm-hmm. My mother was a Mary.
I was born in the month of May. So May, you had a May baby.
My birthday is June the 10th.
It is.
Mm-hmm. I was born 1913. So I'll be 95 on June the 10th.
95 on June the 10th.
Yeah. I wouldn't advise anybody to want to live to be 95.
95.
Because my wife, we were going to enjoy the rest of our days down here in Greenwich. Of course, I didn't get to that part of the story. We did get out of the country to the extent that we moved into Greenwich, which is still in the country. But you could get to the stores, and you didn't have to go 10 miles this way. And going 10 miles that way, you had to go 10 miles back. So that was 20 miles. And, of course, gasoline was that costly then. Mm-hmm. But you'd never make it these days.
And this is after all your kids have had their time in the country, right?
Yeah.
They had all gone on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, it was wonderful. I have a nice family. And we used to go out there and visit the kids. Oswego.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where the two girls
were. She's got to rewind, and then she'll take the cap off.
I shouldn't have rewound it, you see. That was my error before. Sorry, Jim. But we're almost ready now, so you guys just keep chatting away, and I'll just...
So we can just keep talking.
A little bit.
It's so good to see you. Well, it's good to see Barb, too. Barb.
Oh, you're very kind, Jim. Really, you're great with the stories. You have so much to say. It's wonderful.
See, Barbara is a professional storyteller.
I wandered all over the place.
If she's complimenting you, then you are getting a compliment, I'll tell you.
Of course, Easton is, where it starts, where it ends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you cross the river down there at Stillwater, and you're in Easton. And then you're riding along and said, gee, I thought we were going to be in Scaticoke.
Now, what was your address up there? Was it the valley? What was your address at your house?
Yeah, that was a confused people that come and visit you. Where do you live, Valley Falls?
Mm-hmm.
Or, no, we live in Easton. Mm-hmm. Where the heck is Easton? Mm-hmm. Next to Valley Falls. Well, if you can find Valley Falls, the next little town is Easton.
Okay.
Well, we got used to that. And then you look at the map, and of course, there's no question about Easton. Our property, you could see our property on the state map.
Did you rent your fields out? Did Doc keep farming your
fields? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
He'd hay it and plant corn, did he, or just hay it?
Well, I hayed it.
Oh, you did the hay. Well, especially if you had 100 sheep, right?
Another story. I told you I bought a tractor, and of course, along with that, I bought some wagons and
a baler.
A baler.
You did.
Yeah.
I'm going to excuse myself for 2 minutes. I'll be right back. I left my. The little plug, I think,
at Goldie's house.
I'll be right back to you.
We've gone to Goldie Wands. She lived on Meeting House Road, and she's here. So we spent part of the afternoon with her. Do you know who I mean by that, Court and Goldie Wands?
Oh, yeah.
They live.
She's up here.
Yes, yes.
And she's not very well.
That's we spoke with her today too. So that's where Barbara's gone.
I didn't shave today. Sorry. I knew you were coming.
Right, well, you surprised you. I'm sorry that we just dropped in and surprised you.
But Goldie...
So she had stories of Easton, too. So she was telling us those. So you really became...
Well, I remember the fire at the church.
Wow, oh, yes.
Her husband... Yeah. Oh, was it?
Court.
Well, burned.
The
he went back to get some of the things out of the church.
I think it got hit by lightning.
The
church got hit by lightning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't know for sure, but mm-hmm. I guess that's just... They were preaching the gospel, and Satan didn't approve it, so he's going to get rid of the...
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
What about when you were saying that you... So you just taught yourself how to hay it? How'd you do that? You just said to yourself, I'm going to figure this out and start.
Well, I watch them do it. Mm-hmm. And if you have the equipment, it takes a little while to know how to properly use it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're full of zeal to do it, it's surprising how quickly you learn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In fact, I learned it before I really knew what I was doing. Which don't...
You learn on the job.
Yeah. And of course, it's you got to pay the price sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not really in a position to for proceeding with a limited knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then...
Sometimes you think you're smarter than you really are, you know?
Yeah. You learn the hard way sometimes. It stops you.
But it was difficult for, I think, my older kids. See, I had three wives.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them died from cancer. The first one, I had two boys and a girl, two sons and a daughter.
Now, what were their names?
Marjorie Dell, James, Jim, and...
Your namesake?
Benjamin. Benjamin is a grandchild, son of mine. Bobby, Robert, and I hate to tell you this, but he's the only one that died of the group, and he did with it as a result of taking his own life. Had to do with. It was a marital problem.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm sorry to hear that. Yes.
Yeah. He was a dandy kid.
Yeah.
But I always, our priest always told me that I'm sure the Lord would understand better than I could.
Mm-hmm.
Because it felt like anybody I took their own life was committing murder. They were killing themselves, and then once they were dead, they could not repent and say, I'm sorry, Lord. But their soul lived on.
Yeah.
So I'm sure the Lord forgave them.
I'm sure.
Oh, I thought
she's back. She's got... and I'm sorry about that, but I'm glad I didn't go home without it.
It was good that
I decided to use it. Just sorry for keeping you waiting. Jim, I thought it might be just nice to have a little video of you, if you didn't mind.
Would you want me to stop with the microphone? Because
don't trouble yourself, my dear. You can just talk away whatever you were talking about. He's perfectly fine.
Well, we're getting talked out here.
We're giving you a workout, aren't we? Yeah.
But you know what you might do is maybe just have Jim introduce himself on the video and say who you are, Jim, and maybe, I don't know, where you lived in East. There we go.
Go ahead.
Well, hello, folks. I'm awfully sorry that I'm receiving these two beautiful young ladies here who are interviewing me on the wonderful life that experiences I had in that beautiful, wonderful town of Easton. So there's a vote for you. So who's running for council now? You know? But anyway, it was a pleasure to come from New Jersey and to get up here into God's country and suddenly find there are real people up here. I shouldn't say that because they're all God's, part of God's creation. But when you live in an area where there is agriculture and there are beautiful animals as well as beautiful people, I think that's the wonderful combination, and that I found here. Mm-hmm. And the time just went too fast to get from that time to be here, and I call this place a prison, and they don't like that, but...
Did we surprise you?
We are just finishing up. So lovely to see your face.
Two women was good, now you got three here.
In spite of the good air here, you still had to take pills. She's just been a wonderful gal.
So you're being interviewed also, huh?
Indeed, he is.
Cool.
We've got some great stories today.
Oh, good. Oh, that's great.
I didn't tell any of our secrets.
Okay, that's good.